the sky. Hello, hello. It's the 21st of July, and I wanted to share with the world, if you will, that we have 30 degrees today, and they are very powerful, the most powerful of which, in my humble opinion, is the 0 degree of the North Node. And why that is because the North Node is going to leave the part of the sky where the stars of Aries and Sagittarius have like bookend the path of our sun and is able to access the energies of both of these constellations. Aries related to fire and Cetus related to deep water. And Cetus, which is also so big that it is related and connected to the Pisces constellation, where the North Node will be ingressing to by the end of this month. But right now, in the now moment, the 0 degree in sky astrology has shown itself again and again and again through observation, through our calendar that's been out for 3 publications, and through conversations with people that I've had on a long period of time, or, you know, a discovery call, that this 0 degree is consistently showing that it's magic. It's magic. So I have an example for you. This example was just a typical exploration call that I had with someone that was booked a few days ago, and I shared with them what sky astrology is. They listened to the podcast to share my authentic story about how I was basically led to be the inheritor, as Jilly says, to sky astrology that was conceived on the beach front, the shores of the Red Sea in Egypt. And this soul, when I looked at her sky, well, first was kind of interesting because she had like Pisces and Aries, and it just a lot of time didn't make sense, and there was thought maybe it was the wrong birth time. In any event, I saw that this person had a 0 degree, and not only that, but that this 0 degree was where the North Node 0 degree is right now. And there are no coincidences. There are no coincidences. And we've had the 0 degree for a little bit now, and it's not going to last forever. And so I was so grateful that the universe showed this for what I see as a confirmation of acknowledging the 0 degree, that she didn't have access to knowing this through other expressions of the living sky, whether it's 13th sign or true sidereal, or the different kinds that there are now. And as one of the handful of people who had to take a leap of faith to share something that a lot of people didn't believe in, it just warms my heart. It warms my heart to see sky astrology, to see the real proof, the real personal proof in this viewpoint, in the sky astrological lens. So I wanted to share that with you. Also, because we have this time of the year that I've seen consistently bring a lot of gifts, and especially because the 0 degree of the North Node in Sataris, or at the beginning of Sataris, is closing in a year from March last year of the North Node being in the constellation. And this had quite a impactful alignment last July as well, where it was a once in a lifetime, literally, alignment that Mars joined the North Node and Uranus at the end of July. Well, it was like on the 1st, between the 31st and July, but Uranus and the North Node were joined together, and then Mars, like, you know, ignited it even more so that those three came together. It was also very rare, and I felt that transition, and you could say I felt it because it was on my IC, which is the base, the foundation of my sky, and which supported me in making the decisions that I made. So my experience with the North Node and the South Node is mathematical, ancestral, powerful, involves proof of reincarnation and exact alignment. And I would not be sharing this or believing in sky astrology so strongly if I had not had this powerful moment on the 29th of August 2019, where I, thanks to technology and screenshot times, was able to see the alignment mathematically of the North or South Node, I think it was South Node, aligned with my South Node, which was, of course, across from my North Node, at the exact degree in arch minute. So I have absolute respect for this unique magic of the nodes. I know they are connected to the eclipses. I know that they have an ancient history with Vedic astrology and the Vedas. And I start there because, to be honest, I always say we don't know anything, but I do know through physical observation that we can see and predict when there are eclipses, and that includes the node calculation. And of course, I have the gift of the inheritance of this life that brought situations that are verifiable and that are connected to this calculation. And to see it again present itself to me makes me more than grateful. And I must say, I have some extra energy today because I don't always have it, as we enjoy a quite rare full day of 0 degree. Enjoy it and believe in what your knowing tells you, and hold space for them. Write them down, especially as the only energy that has Earth is Virgo right now, right here, right now, in the South Node in Virgo. So note all your inner knowings for this 24 hours, and sending you and yours lots of love and gratitude. To those of you who are interested in sky astrology, please note that there is only one sky astrology TM, and that is through myself and the sky astrologist. And if you have any questions, do not hesitate to ask. And if you would like a free discovery call, the link is in my bio. Otherwise, have a beautiful moment. Thanks for listening. Cheerio. And look at the sky. Thanks, Osman, for that brilliant song. I love it so much. Well, if you listen to the trailer
to the end, you'll know I'm back because I have been through, let's just call it what it is, a Pluto transit on my ascendant. And not just one time, but three times because it went retrograde there. Yeah, and so many magical things happen to me in London and also in Cairo, Egypt, and in the deserts of Egypt near Libya that are clearly signatures from my ancestors, that I needed a proper place to unpack this information. And I've been contemplating it for quite some time, and I decided, hey, here you've built up this podcast for almost 5 years, and even though you were absent off doing amazing things and sharing private podcasts, why not return to origin, as we say, with the Kangen water, return to where it all began. And again, I have to shout out Gary Vee because he said, just pick one thing and do it every day. And I actually started doing this podcast every single day. And I'm sure a lot of people listen to it to discover the living sky. In any event, as we are now in the year 2023, at least 5 years from the time where I started to publish calendars and podcasts, we have quite a lot of people who are waking up to what they can verify with certain apps in the sky. The challenge is that there are apps that don't agree, and there are methods that are not especially known. So I have a calendar where I teach people this very thing, and where also you can learn how to return to the original rhythm of the sun and the moon, and most importantly, make decisions for yourself without the influence of opinions that, to be honest, could not do your own inner intuition justice. So if you are curious about the metaphysical and the unknown, if you are curious about reincarnation and ancient knowledge, then you will find this story quite interesting. But I won't start it today. Today's a powerful day. We have 30 degrees, and I did a little podcast, 10 minutes, about that.